So we just got the release of Fortnite OG Season 4, and with that, we got a lot of fixes. However, we got a lot of bugs in the game mode. It seems like more as the seasons go on, the bugs keep piling up, and I asked for your suggestions in my Discord, which is also linked down in the description. We're doing an OG Season Pass giveaway, but it seems like there's a lot more that Epic got wrong, more than what they got right. So we'll be categorizing these in two different sections. The first, we'll be going over what Epic should fix now, and then also some optional fixes that really is harder for Epic Games to make a decision on. Let's get right into it. The first category, which I want to go over, is what Epic should fix now, the real problems. Starting off with the AR icon, which it's the Chapter 2 model. I'm honestly really shocked that Epic Games hasn't fixed this yet, because this is probably one of the biggest things that people have talked about. The models are still not right for a lot of the guns. Also, the SCAR, they fixed the shooting sound, but they didn't fix the pullout sound. It's still the old one. And in all reality, it takes a couple clicks to fix. And I think the reason that most of the community is mad over the AR icon is because it's just the principle of it. They were promised an OG game mode, but in reality, it feels like the Epic is really slacking back on this game mode and not putting as much effort as they do into other game modes, which I sort of understand. But at the same time, it's just a couple of clicks. It's really not that hard. Next up, I want to go over the lower tier burst assault rifle. It actually has the purple or gold rarity pullout sound. Now, this to me really isn't that big of a deal, and I guarantee you that they will fix the sound since they did fix the pump pullout sound and even the shotgun sound whenever you shoot, because you got to understand, it's hard for them to bring back some of these items and then put also the sound with them, because they have to make two separate categories for them. One for creative, like the main game modes, because obviously they're going to be bringing back these guns sooner or later, and then also they have to add an OG version, so it's a little tough, and they'll have so many models of these weapons, but they should already have it in the files. It's not that hard to drag and drop for a simple game mode. And I'm really shocked that they actually didn't fix this on launch or even the next day, because, you know, Epic Games, they do have some slight bugs. They're not that big of a deal, but they do tend to fix them sooner. But I mean, come on, they should have fixed these already. Next up, the scoped AR has the wrong scope. Now, I didn't even notice this until I went in game and saw, but it's one of those minor things, again, that Epic Games just really needs to fix to make sure that OG still has the same aesthetic, because at the end of the day, if Epic Games keeps doing this, the nostalgia realistically is just going to wear off for a lot of people. And it's actually going to hurt OG a lot, because at the end of the day, OG is a big moneymaker for them. And if they're not careful, this won't be their last resort game mode anymore. After that, we have sprinting and jumping with the hop rock. It doesn't register that you're hitting the ground, so there's no noise or effect. I guarantee you this is going to be fixed soon. The thing with the hop rocks is that we haven't seen them in so long, and especially porting from the older UEFN clients and putting them into UEFN 5, there might be some things that change. This is one of those things that Epic should fix in the next update, but again, you really never know. Next up is the OG HUD. Now, I've been saying this for so long, the most simple things in the game mode really make the biggest difference. I've known so many people that have already came back for the grass, and I didn't realize how bad it was until I actually played in game. It was actually terrible. The grass was way too tall, and it was almost impossible to play on DirectX 12 or DirectX 11, so I just played on performance mode to just completely get rid of it. But the OG HUD is definitely something that so many people have wanted back, and it's just, again, a simple click of a few buttons. Because if all these creative map makers can do this, and they say how easy it is, then Epic Games can do it even faster and even easier. So yeah, this is something that Epic Games needs to fix really, really quick. Next up is the SBMM. Now, I've talked about this so much about Epic Games adding another game mode, and they actually are. They're adding a second game mode, which we'll go more into later on in a different video once we get more information on the mode. But I feel like SBMM is just completely ruining it, because you're going against people your skill level, which, I mean, I understand. But at the same time, you want that surprise of who you're going to face. So taking out SBMM, I think, would be a really good thing. Or in the other game mode, maybe keep SBMM and then take out SBMM in the other game mode. But I think it would help a lot. Something that really needs to be fixed right here, right now, is the one grass particle that is wrong in Pleasant Park foot... No, kidding. They got the grass right. I will say they did fix that. It actually was a big issue, and I'm still actually shocked that I never really noticed it until I played on DirectX 12, but yeah, it looks so much better now. And last but not least of what Epic needs to fix now is the graphics in the sky. It feels so off. The lighting is so much different than what we had back in OG, and I think if they were to port the sky from the original OG and tweak with the lighting a little bit, it would look much better, because right now it feels like a remastered, but not a good remastered. It feels like one of those knockoffs knockoff games just a little bit. That's the best way I can describe OG right now, especially if you're playing on lower graphic settings. But I mean, it just feels so off and it's really badly optimized. They did fix a little bit of the lighting, but at the end of the day, it doesn't look like OG at all. So hopefully they fix this either this season or in season 5, because I feel like that's really where it's going to matter. Some optional fixes. The first one I want to go over, which is what was just added, is the rocket base in the villain lair. It seems to be added early. They always do this in OG seasons. I wasn't shocked at all that they would be adding it, just because it's a lot of work for them to keep building the rocket. But also, this season is so long, so why not make the rocket progressional? Also with the trucks on the map, which, I mean, they did do Dusty Divot, and they made it so it grows vegetation as the season progresses, but still, they should have done it completely all around so the season doesn't get stale. That's the biggest problem, and what we're going to go into next, which the seasons feel super dragged. This season isn't supposed to end until August, and you got to understand, as a content creator that specifically focuses on OG, it's really hard, especially for me, to be able to make content, especially if they're not slowly progressing and even tweaking just a little bit. Maybe if they made the seasons a month shorter, they would also have a higher player base and more people would be interested in OG, but that's just not it at all. And we can tell by the player count from the beginning of the season to the end that most people just stop after a month and they're just ready for the next season because they're so fed up with everything in the game mode. Which the next thing that we're going to go over, a lot of people may not agree with me on this, but this is a big optional fix. No OG movement. Now, the reason why this is optional, because I think it's tough for Epic Games to put OG movement in, because there's two different movement styles in Chapter 6 and Chapter 1. And it would feel very weird flip-flopping from each game mode. But at the end of the day, the people that are playing Chapter 1 Fortnite are not playing Chapter 6 Fortnite. So why not just give the Chapter 1 people what they want and the Chapter 6 people what they want? I understand it splits the community a little bit, but at the end of the day, Fortnite would have such a higher player count in Chapter 6 and in Chapter 1, and it would feel like a fresh feeling to the game again. The next optional fix that we're going to go over is the rifts and zip lines around the map. Okay, I don't think it's that big of a deal, and here's the reason why. We have no builds now. So since the Chapter 1 map had a lot of mountains and hills, a lot of the no build players can't get up without zip lines. And a lot of you may be asking, oh, well, why do they have it in build mode? It's because they would have to create two separate files for both the zero build and the build mode. I don't think it's really that big of a deal. And it does make traversing a lot easier, especially with the rifts. I mean, they're permanent. It makes the gameplay feel a lot quicker. You can rotate much easier. And I feel like Epic Games should be adding more of this, which is the quality of life changes. A lot of people may say that new movement is a quality of life change, but at the end of the day, it changes gameplay in a way that the old players will think of it negatively. So that's why so many people want old movement back. But the rifts and the zip lines, I really don't understand. It doesn't make that big of a gameplay difference. It's just easier for traversing, and personally, I enjoy it more. Also, a lot more people are starting to play zero build rather than build, just because maybe they're much older and they haven't played builds in so long and they don't want to get sweated on. So that might be one of the biggest reasons too. Guys, if you enjoyed this video, leave a like, join the Discord down below. Again, we are running some giveaways in there. Use code TRICKYS, TRICKYS, in the Fortnite item shop, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.